This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Roundhouse has become the first major performing arts and music venue in London to incorporate NaviLens across its entire estate. We're joined today by Lizzie Hardy, junior IT technician at the Roundhouse, who led the implementation of NaviLens to learn more. Hi Lizzie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Emilio. It's a pleasure to be here.
So before we talk about NaviLens, can you give us an overview of the Roundhouse and the different types of events that you host?
Yeah, so the Roundhouse is a venue in Camden. It's a round building where they used to turn trains around in the 1860s, and then eventually it became a rave destination. And now it's an official venue in London, has been for the last, I think, 20 years now. We offer a broad range of artistic programs and programming, from things like performing arts to music and everything in between. And we've got a capacity of about 3,000 people with standing and seated tickets available as well. And while all of that's going on, we've got our creative studios, which are down in what used to be the engine room, where we offer 11 to 25-year-olds the opportunity to take part in all sorts of creative things. So podcasting, DJing, and spoken word poetry, pretty much anything else you can think of, circuits and stuff like that. And then on the same site, we've got our feels brand new still, but it's not. It's been up for a long time now, which is our Roundhouse Works, which is a workspace for 18 to 30-year-olds, where it sort of works like a co-working space, but we offer, again, lots of things within that as part of membership. And then, of course, we've got our office building, which is made out of shipping containers.
Lots of great spaces and great events going on. When did you first start using NaviLens, and what was the kind of first event you remember it being included in?
We first noticed NaviLens when I was walking through the office with a colleague of mine, and he saw a box of Cocoa Pops, which had a NaviLens code on the side. If you're unfamiliar with NaviLens codes, they're brightly coloured special QR codes, which are then picked up by the NaviLens app on your phone to let you know, for example, the product. It would tell you what the product is and any allergens and things like that. But then from a wayfinding perspective, you can then use it to signpost where things are and how far away they are, so you can use it as a navigational tool. And once we realized what it was, we downloaded NaviLens's free packs for offices and schools and started putting that up around the office and running around testing them out and seeing how they worked. And once we realized that it was technology that could improve accessibility and that it was at that point free, we decided to start using it in our studios with our young people who take part in all sorts of creative things down there. And we got started. It was really cool. We absolutely knew this was something that we wanted to do, but we needed to make sure that we got some meaningful feedback. So we did the right thing. And part of that was getting feedback from the RNIB. So some people from the RNIB came in to test out for us and gave us some really meaningful feedback around it. On top of that, we started working with the RSVC, the Royal Society of Blind Children, and Victor, so that we could bring some young people in to test it out for us and also come and try things out like podcasting and DJing, which is a really cool, fun afternoon, and get to know the Roundhouse creative spaces a little bit more. And that was the first real big sort of test for customers, which was really, really exciting. We got some amazing feedback, things like someone saying, this is sick, and can I use it everywhere, which in an ideal world, absolutely, you would be able to, but let us know that even if people were feeling a little bit shy, maybe, about what they wanted to tell us, they were really, really excited about it and that they really, really own, which is exactly the sort of thing we want to do in our creative spaces. Since then, we've moved to the front of the building. So we've got some digital codes which will take you to your ticket wallet. We use digital tickets, which I know can be a little bit daunting for low vision users, but particularly things like buttons being too small or going the wrong way and ending up in a completely different website with things like digital tickets can often be a bit of an issue. So we've also signposted for our WAPS offices if you'd like to come and speak to someone so that you don't have to feel that you need to get the digital ticket journey completely right first time. That's totally fine. And then moving forward, so we've got some new codes coming in time for 360, which is our festival that's happening in April, where we have all sorts of amazing creative things going on. got our poetry slam, which is one of our crowning jewels of the Roundhouse's calendar every year, which is really, really cool. We've also got the National Youth Orchestra coming in and plenty of other really exciting things on offer. And for that, we'll have sort of wayfinding as well as things like informational things. So if you want to read our history wall, which we've got around, then you'll be able to scan a code and it will tell you what the history wall says, so everyone gets to hear it. And also, if you want to hear our bar menus on your phone, then you can scan code and learn what there is to drink. We've got some great drinks on offer.
For other venues or other organisations that are thinking about implementing NaviLens in a similar way, are there any kind of helpful lessons that you learned about expanding sort of NaviLens from sort of one room to the whole estate?
Yeah, absolutely. There are some lessons that we've learned and also lessons that we've got from other people. Part again of implementing this was reaching out to people who we knew had already done it. So I got in touch with Saltram House, which is part of the National Trust's estate down in Plymouth. And they told us some great things, which we then learned as well. Things like if you are using your phone for 3 hours at a time with your camera being used, then it will run down your phone battery. So we need to make sure that we're not expecting people to have their phone out all of the time. And that fits in well with how we decided to do it. NaviLens is very much supplementary to what we already got. So we didn't replace any braille or any tactile flooring with the NaviLens code. It's very much designed to work around what we've already got and what people are already used to using. We also learned some interesting things, like if you are walking past an alcove and talking to someone, perhaps if that alcove was no entry or somewhere we weren't expecting you to go at all, you'll still change the way that you sound to yourself as you walk past it. So we needed to put no entry NaviLens codes down there to make sure that you didn't think that there was something down there for you. We also learned that sometimes people aren't used to training their phones onto a code. So maybe if you wanted to have quite a small code because it can be quite visually overwhelming when you first start using NaviLens codes. If someone is struggling to pick it up, you do need to make that code a bit bigger. So there's a little bit of a consideration for aesthetics, particularly if you've got a really recognizable brand or if you're in very old theatre or you've got listed brickwork and things like that. You need to choose what to sacrifice, I think. And you can change those things and you can, it's really, really adaptable. Any changes that you make are pretty much instant. So you can give something a try and if it doesn't work, change it. Do something new, get feedback. Don't feel like you've just done it and now that's the final thing. We're going to move on. You really need to make sure people are receptive to everything that everyone's telling you. With the coming 360 Festival, we're looking to get some feedback from customers at that point to do with being in the main venue. Particularly, we'll have our big seating structure out. So that's something that we really want to get feedback on. We know that people are using it and it's been taken up with great enthusiasm by the young people, as I've already mentioned, who are already using it in studios. We know that our codes have been scanned in English, French, Spanish, German, Turkish, Ukrainian, Portuguese, Hungarian, and Norwegian, which is cool. But yeah, we're continuing to seek feedback about what people think of it. We did so much pre-putting everything up, and now we're really listening to hear what people have to say about it and how we can change it. And we're actively making changes based on those recommendations as well. That's not just sort of going out into the ether.
Yeah, that's brilliant and so useful to know that it's been already so helpful to such a wide range of people that speak different languages. For future visitors, where is the best place for them to get updates about what's happening and some information about the accessibility features of your venues?
We've got a website which is very helpful for all sorts of things. We've got an access section on our website where you can hear about, mainly if you really want to get in touch with someone, you can head there to get in touch. Either we've got a chatbot, which I appreciate again, can be a little bit daunting for users, or you can get in touch at access@roundhouse.org.uk. And that will put you through to someone if you want to chat about what we've got on offer accessibility-wise for your visit.
Well, thank you so much, Lizzie Hardy from The Roundhouse, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.